Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel 12, 1 to 5. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Samuel's farewell speech. Samuel said to all Israel, "I have listened to everything you said to me, and I've set a king over you. Now you have a king as your leader. As for me, I am old and gray, and my sons are here with you. I have been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Testify against me in the presence of the Lord and his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe to make me shut my eyes? If I have done any of these things, I will make it right. You have not cheated or oppressed us," they replied. "You have not taken anything from anyone's hand." Samuel said to them, "The Lord is witness against you, and also his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. He is witness," they said. Let us reflect on the theme, the measure of a faithful leader. The measure of a faithful leader. In 1 Samuel 12, 1 to 5, we witness a poignant moment where Samuel, the prophet and judge, addresses the people of Israel. With age and experience etched on his face, Samuel stands before the nation he has served from his youth, ready to pass the baton to the newly anointed king. He opens himself up to the people's scrutiny, inviting them to testify if he has ever wronged, defrauded, or oppressed anyone. The people respond unanimously, affirming Samuel's integrity and just leadership. Samuel's address is not just a farewell. It is a powerful testament to what true leadership looks like. He embodies integrity, accountability, and faithfulness, traits that are as vital today as they were in ancient Israel. His life invites us to reflect deeply on our own. My dear friends, imagine a leader who, after years of service, can stand confidently and say, "Testify against me if I have wronged you," and hear nothing but praise. Samuel's life challenges us to live with such integrity that our conscience remains clean before God and others. His transparency builds trust, showing that true leadership is not just about power, but about serving others faithfully and righteously. Samuel's unwavering faithfulness to God and to his people, even when they demanded a king, highlights the essence of his character. Despite the changes and pressures, he remained steadfast in his calling. This devotion serves as a powerful reminder to stay true to our responsibilities, no matter the circumstances. As we reflect on Samuel's life, we see how important it is to maintain a good testimony. Our actions and reputations are windows into our character and faith. Samuel's example calls us to live lives that honor God and reflect his righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can I stand before others like Samuel and confidently ask if I have wronged anyone, knowing my conscience is clear? Number two, in what areas of my life do I need to grow in transparency and accountability to build trust and integrity? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Samuel, a faithful leader who lived with integrity and righteousness. Help us to follow his example, to lead and serve with a clear conscience, and to be accountable in all our actions. Grant us the strength to remain faithful to our callings, no matter the pressures we face. May our lives be a testimony to your love and grace, bringing honor to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.